こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後に僕は英語で、相手は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。今日は特別編です、ゲストはエミちゃんです。
どうも。
ピンチヒッターエミちゃん
そうね、
いつもありがとう。
何度もすいません。
1個目どうぞ。
平成18年に厚生労働省が制定した妊婦たちが交通機関を利用する際に身につけるピンク色のマタニティマークの認知度が9年経過した今、女性の間では 63.8%、 男性は 41.4% にとどまりました。妊娠初期の女性は外見では見分けづらく、このマークを持ち歩くことによって他の交通機関利用者に席を譲ってもらうなどの配慮を目的としたものですが、インターネット上では権利を振りかざしているや不妊病を患う女性に失礼だと反発が強く議論を呼んでいます。
A symbol indicating that someone is pregnant, known as a maternity mark and designated in 2006 by the Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare, has been largely ineffective in helping pregnant people get priority seating on public transportation. While intended to be recognized by other passengers, encouraging them to give up their seats, it turns out that only 63.8% of womenand 41.4% of men were even aware of what the symbol meant. The topic has become hotly debated on the internet, as many people seem to feel that people are taking advantage of the maternity mark unfairly, or that it is offensive to people who are barren.
マタニティマーク知ってた？
No.
知らない。
Well, just the ones on like the window and like the
優先席とかのあのマークね。うん、
それと一緒？
まあ一緒っちゃ一緒。まあ譲りましょうっていう精神は一緒なんだけど、こうやってあの妊娠初期の女性ってやっぱそこまでお腹出てないからわからないじゃない。
How many months does it take before it's super obvious?I guess it depends on the person.
多分すごい出る人もいればあんまり出ない。
6ヶ月とか？
いや、もうちょっと先にバンプは出てくると思うけど。
Until it's like super obvious though.
うん。そのためには一応これをつけてるんだけど。
うん。
うん。どう思う？この怒ってる人たち。なんで妊婦に席を譲らなきゃいけないんだみたいな。私これ読んだ時もひっくり返りそうになったんだけど。They're so mean.
Yeah.
だっておじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかには当たり前に席譲るでしょ。
Do they think that people are using this maternity mark when they're not pregnant? それはないよね。
そういう人もまあ少なからずいるのかもしれないけど、That's only a small percentage じゃない。
If anyone's even doing that.
多いとは私思えないのね、どうしても。でも確かになんか、席譲ったところでありがとうございますの一言もなかったら嫌な気持ちになるのも分かるのよ、
うん、
手際あの意地悪なおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかもたまにいるじゃない、電車で。なんか、うん、わあ最近の若い子はすぐ座っちゃってだらしないとかブチブチ言いながら座る人とかもいるじゃん、うん、でああムカつくなとか思うけど、まあね、優先して座らせるのが常識じゃない？
I fell asleep once and this old man started hitting me with his umbrella.
Exactly. だからそういうなんかまあ妊婦さんとかおじいちゃんおばあちゃんで意地悪な、まあちょっと性格が曲がっちゃってる人もいるからこういう議論になってるのかもしれないけど、それでもさ、
Yeah, I think these people need to
chill out.
Stand up.
本当だよね。
Get up. Never sit again.
すごいよ。でなんか2ちゃんとか見るともうやっぱりみんな言いたい放題だから、もう読んでて心が痛かった。
You actually went and saw like
a
bunch of comments?
なんかすごいよ。なんかね、1個目の前にあるけど、譲ってくださいの一言も言えないコミュ障害が親になるのかよ。どうせまともに育児できないから立ち乗りした負担で流産しちまえばその方が子供のためだ。Dude, ひどくない？まあネットだからこんな言いたい放題言ってるんだろうけど、まあ、
It's anonymous.
Yeah, it's anonymous.
You wouldn't say that to a pregnant person's face.
でもそういう考えがあるってことでしょ？言ってないだけで。
まあインターネットは何でもあるよ。
いやまあさ、インターネットではバーバーバーってこうやって言えるかもしれないけど、うん、こういう人たちが電車乗って思ってるわけでしょ、
うん、
そのマタニティマークつけた妊婦さんを見てこういうことを思ってるわけでしょ、
うん
うん、だから結構最近このマタニティマークをあえて見せない持ち歩かない人が増えてるらしい、
うん、
なんかそういう嫌な目で見られたり嫌なこと本当面と向かって言う人もいるらしいし。
What do you think of、people who are barren or can't have children
不妊病
being offended by this?
I don't think so. だってそんなこの何何マタニティマーク見ることで傷つく、うん、以前にさ普通に妊婦さん見ただけで、まあ、ちょっと辛い思いはあるんじゃない。このマークが
the maternity mark just rubs it in a little bit
I don't think so No, I think that's 言い過ぎ
but there are people that are that think that way too, right?、
うん、
Some people are saying that, right?
私でも今まで読んだコメントとかで不妊病の人が辛いですって言ってるのは見たことない、
うん、
It's just the other angry people making that an excuse to prove their point、
うん、
っていうのがすごい感じられると思う。
うん、Why is it that the symbol hasn't been recognized by people?
なんかね、それが多分東京とかこの辺では平成18年に出回り始めたんだけど、さっき調べたら関西で導入されたの去年なんだって、去年の春。
Huh.
So mainly 東京でしか活発にやってなかったんだって。
Do you see people?
うん、見る見る、ちょくちょく見るよ。
Huh.
I guess if you don't really know what it is, you don't. だってまあ小さいキーチェーンみたいなやつなのよ、カバンにぶら下げてる。
But I think the issue here is that this person, let's say they can't sit and they're standing in front of you and you're sitting,、
うん、
and they don't look pregnant, so you have to like just happen to see.The keychain,、
mm.
no, like、mm. it's not super obvious.、Mm. People have all kinds of keychains.、Mm. You don't really like confirm. You don't really look at everyone's keychains,、mm-hmm. right? Seems like that's a big part of the issue, isn't it? The form that it's in isn't really that easy to recognize.
うん、でもまあ気づかなかったら気づかなかったで、どうしても座りたければ多分妊婦さんの方も言うと思うのね、本当どうしても辛かったら、
うん、
But it's just easy recognition で、これ電車、まあ、今回の記事電車に関してなんだけど、他の例えば震災の時 Like say there's an earthquake、
うん、
You can tell that a woman is pregnant if she has this、
うん、
だからなんかあまあ、例えば地震とかあってこの人が倒れたらあお腹に赤ちゃんいるんだみ、まあ、それだからもっと早く救おうってわけじゃないけど You know what I'm saying? あ赤ちゃんがいるんだって早く周りが分かる、
Don't expect her to like lift heavy shit or something
そうそうそう、うん、だからまあ電車で座りたい何マークじゃなくて Like there's other 輸送uses for this、うん、マタニティマーク
あるね、
うん、電車だけじゃない。でもたかがね席譲るだけなら
I don't know why people are so adamant about sitting、
うん、確かに、まあ、疲れてるのもわかるけどさ自分より辛い状況の、うん、しかも妊婦さんなんてさこんなブーブー言ってる人たちだっていつかはお母さんのお腹にいたわけでしょ。 I mean, would you say this to your own mother? だらしないみたいな。あ、何？なんか俺がお腹に入ってる時に何偉そうに座ってたのとか自分の母親に絶対言わないじゃん。
Yeah.
なんだろうねこの絶対譲らないみたいな精神。
You see it on trains.There are situations where it's obvious that someone needs to sit or wants to sit, and people are really reluctant to be the one to get up.
そうだね、なんかちょっと意地の張り合いみたいになって。
I think a lot of it's just the diffusion of responsibility because、うん、they're a lot of people there. And it's kind of like
俺じゃなくても他の誰かが譲るみたいな
group mentality to it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, well, why does it have to be me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone else can get up. And like everyone thinks that and then no one gets up.
Right.良くない傾向だと思うけどね。
But it's something that、Japan kind of has a reputation for, that if someone gets injured、people aren't that quick to like go help, you know?
そうだね。それか everyone 一気に helps、っていうシチュエーションも結構見る、誰かがなんかちょっと駅の階段で転んだらもうなんか一気に5人ぐらい大丈夫ですかみたいな。
I've like fallen down the escalator and like nobody helped. Like, no one gave a shit.
まあそうだね。All or nothing だね。みんな助けてくれるか無視されるか。
Mm. Yeah, someone has to go first. And that's kind of the issue.
そうだね。
That's the sticking point here.
なのかな。でもこんなに怒ってる人たちがいるとは私知らなかった。
Yeah.
あれはどう思う、あの電車の女性専用車両、あれも反対してる人結構多いんだよね、前なんか I saw なんか protest って言っても何人かしかいなかったんだけど、渋谷のハチ公あたりであの女性専用車両の嘘っていう旗を持ってマイクで演説してるおっちゃん何人かを見たことある。And I've seen them a few times.
What do they say?
なんかあるの、性差別がどうのとか、あれは法律じゃなくて、まあ、ただの規定だから別に俺たちが乗ってもいいんだみたいな。 It's like, really? しかも女性専用車両って一日のうち何時間しかないじゃん、平日のラッシュアワーみたいな。
That part's kind of hard to keep track of, I think.
Because like ホームに帰ってあるけど、
I've like fucked up and accidentally got on the women's car on accident, and I didn't realize because I was like looking at my phone or something, and I like looked up and I realized that everyone was a woman and it was so awkward. So I've got like my hands like up in the air like,
yo, I'm not. 僕じゃありませんみたいな。
Yeah.
そうだよね。そういう時に、その結構冷たい女性もいるんだよね。
They'll say stuff.
Yeah.
They'll say stuff.
なんかここ女性専用車両なんですけどみたいな。
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are so mean about it. So, この妊婦さんの反対バージョンだね。今度は女性が意地悪っていう。
You know, I don't like that it's segregated that way, but at the same time, I like 痴漢 less. You know, like that's it's kind of a necessary.
そうだね。
You know,
a
lot of people benefit from that, and I can understand that.
そうだね。
ちょっと寂しいけどね。It's like, what, us men are so disgusting that you guys have to all like create a dedicated car so we won't molest you guys to death? It's kind of like a sad reflection on reality, isn't it?
そうだね。でも本当それだけ痴漢が多くて減ってないってことじゃない？まあ、減ってるかどうかは私統計持ってないから知らないけど。
So the girls that don't get on that dedicated car, are they just getting chikaned more now since they're the only one? Do you know what I mean?
なるほど。ターゲットが少なくなった分、I don't think so. わかんない。痴漢の数変わってなければ被害者の数も変わらないんじゃないかな。わからない。
I don't know.
痴漢されたことない。人気ない。
そう。
電車の中ではない。
Really? But it's really common. Like a lot of your friends have, right?
そうそうそう。すごい聞くんだけど、私ない。
Do they like yell?
ん？
痴漢？ Like do they yell it? Like
私は聞いたことない。ああ、my friends とか、
yeah,
例えば。
Yeah, yeah.
ああ、痴漢された男友達とかはとりあえず手つかんで何やってるんだって言ってそのまま。あとなんだ、女の子エピソード。あ、普通に警察に突き出した女の子とかいたよ。なんかスカートの内側に射精されたって言ってた。
Some people get lots of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 友達なんか警察に突き出すか30万出すかにしろっつって30万ぐらいもらってた。
え、もっといけるんじゃない？
もっといけると思う。もったいない。 Anyway, そうだね。
What about that, the baby in car sticker thing?
ああ、はいはい、マタニティマークに戻るような形で。そうだね、なんか海外でもあるのかなって思ったけど、アメリカとか電車あんま乗らないから使う機会ないんだろうけど、あれあるよね、あの車の後ろとかに貼る、
うん、赤ちゃんが乗ってます、
そうそうそう、 baby in car みたいな、
yeah.
あれぐらいかね、でも赤ちゃんいるから勘弁してみたいな。
Like I was going to crash into you but now I won't because you have a baby.
そうだから、そのシールってあんま効果ないと思うんだよね。それに比べてこのマタニティマークって、まあ、電車乗る機会が多い日本の社会だといいんじゃないかなって思ったんだけど。
I feel like a lot of people are driving around with the baby in car sticker、
うん、
but there's no baby in the car. It's just like sometimes there's a baby in the car.
Once you get a baby, 一応貼っとくみたいな。
Yeah. Yeah.
でもさ、車にそのシール貼っただけじゃ何も変わんなくない、別に。
I think it changes.
あの車当てようぜ。No, but people, っていう意気込みの車なんかいい、あんまりいないじゃない。
But if you like fuck up or you do something、うん、like people are gonna be hesitant to honk at you because it's like I'm honking at a baby.
あ、ちょっと運転が下手だった時とかってこと？
ちょっと許す。
あ、
じゃない？
そうなんだ。
赤ちゃんがいるから I won't hit the クラクション。
あ、もうちょっと優しくし、あの、まあ日本でいう初心者マークみたいな。
I think the 初心者マーク gives you more shit, no?
でも初心者マークだと、あの追い越しとかができない、or、mm. なんだっけ、追い越しを邪魔しちゃいけないとか、あんま煽っちゃいけないとか、
mm.
same as 高齢者マークと障害者マーク、mm. あ、障害者って言っていいのかな、うん、まあそうそうそう、その3つのシール貼ってるとなんか優しくしなきゃいけないんだよ。
I think my dad has to use the old people mark now on his car.
高齢者って何？65以上？
I thought it was like from 60, maybe.
60以上かな。
I don't know. Either way, mm-hmm. maybe it's 65. But so maybe he doesn't have to use it yet, but he's like super opposed to it.
And I think
a lot of old people are really opposed to it.
まあ電車で席を譲っても乗りたがらないみたいな、そういう考え方だよね。I'm not old yet. みたいな。
Yeah, like why?
Just clinging onto your youth. Like,
just because I'm a certain age, I'm、mm. I'm not functional like normally anymore.
ね、高齢者マークって法律で定められてるのかな？ I know 初心者マークは免許を受けてから取ってから1年間しなきゃいけないじゃない、
うん、
高齢者マークって絶対しなきゃいけないのかな、 Cause I don't really see it around.
違うかな、
なんだろうね、自信のない。
You're not gonna get a ticket, I don't think. It's hard to enforce laws on old people.
確かに日本だと特にね。
They'll do what they want.
でもまあ運転に自信があるんだったらどうなんだ、わかんない、いや適当なこと言っちゃいけないの。
Some old people are pretty terrible though. A lot of young people are terrible too, so.
そうだね、
ペーパードライバーは一番やばいよね。
え、呼んだ？私まだ運転してないから、免許取ってから。じゃあ初心者マークプラス baby in the car マークで周りにすごく優しくしてもらおうかな。
ペーパードライバーマークも作ればいいんだ。
そんなのないよ。
For you, you should get that.
なんか張り紙でも貼っとけばいいんだね。
それでもいい。
Emmy in the car, danger.
Paper driving.
うるさい。
次。
先日7日ノーベル賞の物理の分野で赤崎勇さん、天野博さん、中村修司さんの3人が1990年代に発明した青色の LED が見事受賞しました。現在世界の電気の4分の1が照明などに使われており、 LED の電球は従来の白熱灯より 90% も効率的なことから環境保護にも効果的とされております。今回の受賞賞金は800万クローネ、日本円でいうとおよそ1億2000万円と報じられています。
Japanese scientists Isamu Akasaki, Hiroshi Amano, and Shuji Nakamura have been announced as winners of the Physics Nobel Prize for inventing blue LEDs in the 1990s. Currently, about a fourth of global electricity consumption is used for lighting, and LEDs use approximately 90% less energy than incandescent bulbs. The group will receive an 8 million Swedish kroner. They will receive 8 million Swedish kroners, or a 120 million yen reward.
おめでとうございます。日本人受賞したね。
うん。すごいね。
うん。でもね、今までのノーベル賞、日本人が受賞したノーベル賞の半分ぐらいが物理なんだよね。うん。得意みたいね。
What are all the... I don't even know what all the subjects are.I know they have the chemistry, which was announced today.
Chemistry, 日本人いなかったよね。
Yeah, chemistry was like Americans and Canadian, かな。覚えてない。But they managed to improve the resolution of optical microscopes, which is a big deal, I guess.It must be.
まあね、賞を受賞するくらいだからね。
LEDs actually last 100,000 hours, and incandescent bulbs last about 1,000 hours. So they last 100 times longer, supposedly.
100,000 hours って何日？
I don't know.Divide by
24でしょ。
Yeah, it's a long time.
まあ、だいぶ違うよね。しかもこの白熱灯って全然エコじゃないのね。明かりとともにあの熱もすごい出るから。It's not that efficient.
And the fluorescent lights suck. So I'm glad we're past that. Glad we're past that shit. One interesting thing about this Nobel Prize is the person that this is named after, Alfred Nobel, was this Swedish scientist, and he invented dynamite. You know what dynamite is?
爆発するやつでしょ?
Yeah. But dynamite is, it's useful for a lot of stuff, like construction, I don't know, mining or whatever.But yeah, since it's used in war, a very interesting thing happened where his brother was actually in a dynamite factory, and it blew up.
Did that?
Because it was like they work with like nitroglycerin and really unstable stuff there. But the media got him mixed up with his brother, so they thought he died.
Is this after he got the Nobel Prize or?
No, he didn't get a Nobel Prize. This is what the Nobel Prize is named after. This is the original guy. So the media in France, it was like this newspaper in France, thought that he died, but it was actually his younger brother. They ran an obituary, which is like
死んだ人用の
yeah, saying that this guy died.And they referred to him as the merchant of death because dynamite had killed so many people in war and stuff. So,
でもそれまだ生きててその記事読んだってこと?
Yeah, so he read that.
気まずい。yeah, 超気まずいんだけど。
So he read that after his invention had kind of indirectly resulted in the death of his brother. And then he was calledthe merchant of death, and so that's why he like felt really bad and started this like Nobel Prize thing. Like his fortune is dedicated to winning these or awarding these prizes to people who make the world a better place because of that.
So, 気まずいねしかしそれ、yeah. まだ生きてて死んだと思って死神扱いされるんだよ。
Yeah.
じゃあ、このノーベルさん曰く自分の発明は Do you think it's worthy of a Nobel Prize? どうなんだろう?
Sure.
ダイナマイトは良くも悪くも使えるからね。
Yeah,
本人はどう思ってるんだろう?
You know what's also interesting is the guy who, one of the guys that was involved in inventing pepper spray, the spray that the police use for like crowd control and stuff. Recently, there have been so many videos of police using pepper spray in like really violent ways, right? Like really inappropriate.
America とか香港とかよく見るよね。
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So he kind of has the same sort of regret about his invention.
それいつ頃あの作られたもの、その催涙ガスだよね。
I don't know.
結構簡単にできそうじゃない?
Pepper spray?
うん。
I don't know. well, he didn't win a Nobel Prize for it or anything.
Oh, okay.
But it's just, you know, inventing something and then people using it in a way you don't really expect.
催涙ガス、でも元々どうやって使うと思ってたんだろう、ね、動物に襲われたら使いましょうみたいな、そんな感じかな。
Well, it's useful for the police to, like, instead of using...
Guns,
right?
Tasers.
Yeah, it's like a non-lethal way to police.
Does it do permanent damage to your eyes? Pepper spray.
I don't know.
すごい効くっていうよね。あのアメリカの海軍とかトレーニングの一部で pepper spray かけられるっていうし、まあ、死にはしないのかね。
Have you seen the video of the...Did I show it to you? Like the Chinese?
香港のデモの。ひどいね、あれは。
The Chinese police, holy shit.
あれでしょ、あの、バリケードの裏側でなんか、ボケーっとしてるおばちゃんの肩をトントンって叩いて、
yeah, she turns around.
振り刻まに催涙ガスを目に直撃。
やばいね。
Oh my god.
Jesus. What a dick.
おばちゃん、メガネしててよかったね、でも。
No, it was, the angle was like from the side, kind of.
No, I'm sure she got half of it cut, or like at least, yeah. But still, あれは辛いでしょう。
I would keep those glasses. They're like,
オークションする?
Yeah.
こら。
Yeah, put it on eBay or something. Did you see the medal that they give people for this?
うん、見てない。メダルももらえるの? それはそっか。
Yeah, it has like a naked chick on the back.
Oh yeah, you would know.
It's kind of sexy.
それだけなんかそれの歴史とか教えてくれるのかと思った。
No, I don't actually don't know what the I don't know why there's a naked woman on the Nobel Prize.
なんだよ、裸の姉ちゃんがいるぜの報告だけ。
I thought that was the important part.
Maybe okay, not. Yeah, for you, I guess.
違うか。
でさ、10日金曜日にあのこれ1日1分野やるのか分かんないけど。昨日が物理で今日が科学で10日の金曜日に平和賞の発表するんだけど、うん、それなんか日本がちょっと有力っていう噂なんだよね。
うん
うん。最近うん、
yeah.
そうなんか最近、まあ、ちょっと話題になってる第9条、
うん
ね、そうそうそう、それが、まあ、誰が受賞するかじゃなくて日本が国としてその平和賞を受賞するかもしれない、
うん、
らしい。
うーん、
でも国で受賞したらさ、お金どこ行くんだろう、政治家。 I'm kind of against that.
Straight to Abe. I don't know where it goes.
あ、そこまで考えてなかった。え、その裸のコイン誰もらえるんだろう。
その分税金払わなくていいの。
うん、絶対ないね。
Yeah, that part of the Constitution was just, you know, that was all written by the United States after the war. And if anything, Japan's been trying to change that, you know, at least with Abe's administration. So whether or not that deserves a Nobel Prize, I don't really know. I don't think so.
I think what they're doing is, 最近ちょっと、まあ、変えたじゃないけど、reinterpret したじゃない、第9条、うん、 からそれを戻すためにこの平和賞をプッシュしてるんだと思う。
うん、でもそれちょっと間違ってない？それは。
まあ it's already been reinterpreted だからどうなんだろうね。
Well, they gave a Nobel Peace Prize to Obama,
who's
like the drone strike king. He's killed thousands and thousands of civilians.
どの大統領より戦争を始めてるからね。
And the stuff in Syria now. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't think that Obama deserved a Nobel Prize. They didn't even give a Nobel Prize to fucking Gandhi. They didn't give one to Gandhi.
Gandhi がもらえないなら、
Gandhi was alive. He was right there. You can't give a Nobel Prize to Obama and not give one to Gandhi.
そう、え、オバマっていつもらったか覚えてる？なんか、
recently.
Recently,
just a few years ago. He was like on the front page of Time magazine and stuff.
How recently? 去年とか？
I don't know.
Okay.
2 years ago, maybe.
なんかしたっけ？
オバマ？
アメリカ人に怒られちゃう。
Just a bunch of speeches. That's it.
Right? でも最近のスピーチちょっと力ないよね。
ちょっと、やる気ない。
やる気ないね。He's dwindling.
Well, it's kind of like the gig's up. Like, we know what's going on now. It's like, yeah.
それでもさ、もうちょっと。
Well, he can't get re-elected, so it's kind of like...
ああ、もうやる気ない。
Just coasting.
あと数ヶ月ちょっとね、ね、リポビタンデーでも飲んで頑張ってくれよって感じじゃない？めっちゃ元気ないもん最近。 I don't want to watch that shit on TV.
And he's gone like full gray.
だね。
It's weird how that happens to every single president.
うん。
They become president within the first term. They tend to go really gray.
そうだね。輝きがないよねもう。
What kind of stress do you think that is?
ああ、だってアメリカのプレゼデントだよ。相当ストレスあるでしょう。
Yeah.
うん。いろいろね。
I mean, how much power does the president really have? No one really knows. No one really knows how much power the president really
has. Seemed like he had a lot. 最近なんかもう getting knocked over left and right って感じじゃない？
Yeah, he's been criticized a lot by both sides. But, you know, how does anyone do that job, I guess?
だね、結局は。
I think he's a puppet.
まあね。It all boils down to that.
I really do. It's not really up to them. There's a lot of other factors.
まあ、ノーベル賞金曜日日本またもらえるといいね。
Yep, we'll see. 次、
南デンマーク大学の科学者たちがアクアマンクリスタルという水中で呼吸を可能とする結晶を製作している途中です。このアクアマンクリスタルの摂取法はまだ定かではありませんが、高濃度の酸素を含む上に周囲の酸素をも吸収でき、数粒程度を持つことで長時間水面下にいることができます。
According to scientists at the University of Southern Denmark, breathing underwater may soon become a reality. The researchers have developed a crystalline material dubbed Aquaman Crystal that can bind and store oxygen in high concentrations. A few grains of this crystalline material contains enough oxygen for one breath, and because the material can absorb oxygen from the surrounding water,The diver will not need to bring more than a few grains with them. It's pretty amazing if they can figure out how to use this.
ね、これどう、クリスタル？結晶？どうやって取るんだろうね。錠剤とかになるのかな？
I don't know. There's pictures of it and it turns black when it absorbs oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And the crystals like turn pink when the oxygen is used up, or if it releases the oxygen.
Yeah.
And it's reusable.
Oh, すごいね。
So maybe you can just get like a crystal something implant, and then you can breathe underwater.
Scuba diving のタンク代わりに小さなクリスタルを、まあ、持つなりなんなりして、まあ、水の下に入れるってことだよね。
No tank.
そうそうそう、 No tank で、
yeah.
クリスタル。ちょっと想像したら笑っちゃったんだけど。
It seems like bullshit. If they came out with a science fiction movie where people like swam in the water and it showed like, you know,
shining pink crystal.
Yeah, they showed like these pink crystals like turning black and people swimming around with these weird crystal things underwater. I would just say this is totally nonsense.
ハリー・ポッターっぽくていいじゃん。
It is like magic, huh?
うん、ピンクに変わったり黒に変わったり。
This is so hard to believe. One of the problems is that what we breathe is not pure oxygen, right?
そうなの?
Yeah. So there's actually not that much oxygen in the air. Do you know what air is made out of?
Carbon dioxide も入ってるよね。
うん。
二酸化炭素。
That's what we exhale.
Yeah, yeah.
It's mostly nitrogen.
Mm.
It's like 80% nitrogen.
Ah, そんな多いんだね。
So, you can't just have pure oxygen. It can be toxic. So,
pure oxygen が toxic なの?
I think so. I think you can get oxygen poisoning. And I think if your oxygen ratio is too high when you're diving, it limits how deep you can actually go because of oxygen toxicity.
じゃあこのクリスタル結晶にはナイトロジンも入ってるんだね。窒素も入ってるのかな?
No, it only does the oxygen part, so we would have to figure out the
nitrogen thing. もう一個クリスタル作っちゃう。
The nitrogen
crystal. 窒素の結晶、そうそう。
But that I think they can. They'll find some way to make this useful. Because that'd be so awesome. If you could go scuba diving with just some crystal thing. Have you been scuba diving?
やったことないけど免許欲しいんだよね。やったことないくせに。
Yeah, it's crazy.
でもさ、ダイビング。でさ、あのタンク重いけどさ、重さも必要なんじゃない？下に行くには。
No, you.
It's easier to stay down, じゃない？ Because I've gone snorkeling. でも下にいるのが大変、浮いちゃうから。
You just have like a weight belt.
ああ、なるほどね。
It's just a belt with weights on it.
でもそしたらタンクとあんまり変わらなくない？あ、でもタンクより長くラストするってことか。
Yeah, these crystals can hold like 3 times more than a tank.For the same volume, I think.
そうなんだ。
Like one bucket of these crystals, 10 liters of these crystals can soak up all the oxygen in a room pretty easily.
すごい量だね。
And the other thing is, the tank runs out, right? So you have to come up.
あ、でもこの結晶は周りの酸素も吸収するから、ずっと入れるってこと下に。
Well, you're gonna get like pruny.
シワシワ。
Yeah.
But, でも本当に永久的にその周りの酸素を吸収できるんだったらもう何日も入れるの下に。人魚になれちゃう。
Maybe we'll just become fish people.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
固まっちゃった。そう、これ本当にファンタジーすぎていちいち想像しちゃうんだよね。
Don't they have stuff like this? Doesn't James Bond use something like this in one of those movies? He has like a little like he has a tiny canister he like puts in his mouth and it lets him swim.
でもまあそれは直接口で酸素を吸ってるってことじゃない? He doesn't have these cool ass crystals.
No, that that's totally fake. Like, that doesn't actually exist, the thing that James Bond was using.
This seems even faker, though.
I guess so. Because it's crystals. Crystals are the last thing that I would guess would be the answer, to be honest.
Crystal って言ってるけど、まあこれをどうやって摂取するかはまだ決まってないからね。今私の想像の中では、このなんか綺麗な結晶を手に握って泳いでるみたいな。
うん。
絶対そうじゃないじゃん。
No, they look pretty, I guess.
Yeah, but you're not going to be swimming around with crystals. 何、手から吸収するのじゃん。
いや、それはない。
でしょ？だからどうやって
？ I don't know. They have to put it inside that James Bond thing.
口で持つのかな？
And I wonder if this would be useful in space. Because if you have a lot of these crystals, let's say you're on Mars, and isn't there some really tiny amount of oxygen on Mars? Am I?
You're asking the wrong person. 宇宙マニアはマイケルでしょ。私知らないよ。
But so some atmospheres have oxygen, but not nearly close to enough oxygen so that we could breathe, right? But maybe these crystals could be utilized in
expand the amount of oxygen you
just have a shitload of these crystals. Just put them on your shoulders like the space Godzilla, and then they soak up and it goes into your suit, and maybe you can breathe. I don't know.
そうだね。宇宙でも使えそうだね、これ。
If you're on a planet that has some oxygen, maybe.
え、すごいね、これ。ちょっと気になる展開が。たまにこういうさ、すげーっていうの、展開楽しみだねっていうの消えてくけど、ちょっとこの魚人クリスタルはもうちょっと頑張って。
ストップ細胞。
What?
Like huge breakthroughs that like totally fall off.
やだやめてよ。やだ、私この結晶使いたいもん。
But there have been things that we talk about where it's like turns out that it's totally.Like not.
そうだね。
ストップ細胞 was the worst.
そうだね。Yeah. Especially because they made it so personal. なんか、おぼかたさんのなんかさ、personal life。なんかもうちゃんちゃんこじゃねえ。
They got all like weird and dramatic.
そうそうそう。なんかさ、割烹着着て、ああなんかもう超女子力高い。こんな頭良くて何何とかなんか言ってさ、It's so 関係ない。そっからなんか思いっきり落としたじゃん。
She became a celebrity before
そうそうそう
the whole thing went south too.
あれはかわいそうだと思う。間違えたのはしょうがないけど、あれはね、メディアのいじめだよ。と思います。そうならない
と。Well, she also bullshat the shit out of that study.
まあね。But does she really deserve what she got? I don't know.
No,
I don't think so.
It's just a professional issue.
そうだね。巨人クリスタル頑張ってほしいわ。ノーベル賞。
次、A study involving more than 11,000 pairs of both identical and non-identical twins found that academic achievement is strongly influenced by genes affecting motivation, personality, confidence, and many other traits in addition to intelligence.While researchers have demonstrated that a person's IQ is highly influenced by genetic factors, they had not previously established a clear link between other genetic traits and academic performance. Following analysis of these particular traits and academic performance in these twins, researchers determined that genetic factors accounted for more than 62% of individual differences in academic performance.Researchers believe that this will lead us to new ways of approaching childhood education.
11,000 組以上の双子を使った実験で、知能の遺伝子以外にモチベーション、性格、自信などを影響する遺伝子が人間の学籍を左右すると発表されました。人の IQ と遺伝子には密接な関係があることは以前から知られていましたが、他の種類の遺伝子も学籍に関連しているのは今回の研究で初めて分かりました。実験のデータを分析すると学籍を決定づけるのは 62% 生まれ持った遺伝子と分かりました。意外。でも、私環境が一番関係するのかと思ったけど。
Apparently not.
違うんだね。
I don't know. These twin studies are always really interesting. If I... Well...
でも、twin でもさ、だいぶ違う人っているんじゃない？
Well, identical twins basically have the same DNA.
ああ、そっか。
But, I guess maybe there's differences in its expression, like epigenetic differences.
うん。まあ、細胞レベル、DNA レベルで見たら一緒。
うん。
だけど、まあ、ちょっと性格が違ったりとかはあるってことでしょ。
うん。うん、もちろん、それはあるけど。A lot of it seems to be genetic. And, so they've known for a while that there are certain genetic factors that determine your IQ. And I mean, it's not the only thing that determines your IQ, but it's a huge factor. But they haven't really established this link between like your motivation and like your genetics, you know, your personality and your genetics, your confidence and your genetics, and how these things will influence how you perform in school. You know, because you can be really smart but unmotivated. And there are a lot of those people in school, right? Like really smart people who kind of like just coast because they don't care. Like Einstein. Fucking Einstein. He didn't do well in school. Didn't he like drop out of high school or something?
でも天才は結構多いよね。なんか学校最後まで行かなかったとか。
Yeah, and drop out of college. Didn't Steve Jobs drop out of college?
College 中退した。
Yeah.I was listening to Bakusho Mondai and they were talking about how people praise Steve Jobs all the time and how annoying it is.
Annoying it is?
Well, like people like especially in Japan, like when Steve Jobs died, like everyone like freaked out and you know, everyone took flowers to like the Apple store and like people like really praise Apple and talk about Steve Jobs all the time.Yeah. You don't notice that?
I mean, まあするけど、それな、大学終わってないからって別によくない？
まあ、
まあ多分スティーブ・ジョブズが成功しなければ今のように多分まあバカにされてるんだろうけど。
うん。
いや、私も大学終わらせなきゃな。笑われちゃう。Unless I become Steve Jobs.
You know a lot of people that at school they're really smart, but they don't have that work ethic. Or there are people who aren't that smart, but they do really well on tests because they study really hard. Like,
まあ10人十色でいろいろいるけど。
Yeah, so IQ is not the only factor for your academic performance. And so they're saying because people are so different, and a lot of this is.Has a genetic basis, maybe there should be more considerations for like more personalized education.
What do you personalized education? So education, どんな? Because I think that's endless. なんか if you cater to every single person, そんなまあお金持ってる人だったらいいよ。あこの子はこういう教育法が一番合うからこういう教材を与えようみたいなそんなの一人一人にやったらすごいお金かかると思うし
But maybe there are people who I don't know who what's a good example I don't have any good examples like people study differently people learnbetter in certain ways than in others. Sometimes people learn better with like more social things, more hands-on things. Like in the science class, like people learn by
グループでやりましょうとか
you know, having that Bunsen burner and dissecting the frog, like more hands-on type stuff is better for some people. And some people are good with abstract ideas. Some people are better at math, you know, and doing drills. And some people, maybe they're not so good at doing drills, but they're really good at contextualizing math into like real world solutions. You know, that's a different way to use math. But that's not that, you know, there's when you teach a class, there's going to be a focus on something, right? Mm-hmm. You have to decide, you know, how much are we going to focus on this and how much are we going to do this, or what sort of approach we're going to take with certain things, certain concepts.
じゃあ例えば一つの授業で、まあ、英語の授業だったら、まあ、グループでやりたいですか個人でやりたいですかって聞いたりして、科学の授業では何だろう、まあ、やり方をいくつか決めるってこと、
or maybe just reevaluate the way that we, because there are people being left behind, right? So in a math class, there's like always, if you have like 25, 30 people, there's going to be 4 or 5 people that don't know what's going on at all, right?
私だ。
This is for you.
そう、数学の私、yeah. 全くそれ。
And so your difficulty with some of that could be genetic. And it's not that, it's not just, it's not like your IQ that is an issue. It could be one of any of these traits, right? And those traits could influence the way that you would best interact with the study material, right?
Hmm.
So people, maybe they don't have that much confidence. Maybe they work better in groups or something. Or maybe they're not so good at presentations, but they're good at other things, yeah. Right? Because right now we take everyone and we make them do the exact same thing, right?
そうだね。
But some people, it might not match their traits.
それは誰が決めると思う？先生が決める？生徒が決める？自分で把握してると思う？私はこういうタイプだからこうやって勉強しようとか。
Well, let's say they had classes for geometry. Right? And they have one type of geometry class and they have another type of geometry class. Maybe one of them is more working on projects and hands-on and visual or something, and the other one is a bit more abstract and drills, or I don't know. I mean, shouldn't there be options of how you want to learn something, as long as you learn the same thing and you understand the same concepts?
大きな学校だったらできると思うけど、そしたら how do you grade them? なんかまた grading で問題が出そうじゃない。
I think there's a grading problem either way though, because the reason why those people aren't getting the good grades is because the way that it's being taught and the way they're being tested may not suit them.
Ideally すごいいいアイディアだと思うけど、そこまで、
like practically it's difficult to implement for sure.
Yeah, yeahどっかでまあちょっと実験的にやってみるのもいいと思うけど、I'm sure some schools have 大きい学校だったらできると思うけど、小さい学校だったらさ、何、例えば私高校の時一クラス20人ぐらいでしょ、10人10人に分けたり、どうなんだろうね、先生が足りるかっていう話だよね。
Think about the way that you teach yourself or that you learn things that, like when you're not in class. Like, almost everything that I know, I feel like I've learned outside of school, not in school, you know? Even when it comes to subjects like science, especially like space, you don't learn anything about space in school.
そうだね。まあちょっとちょろっとベーシックス習って、まあ疑問が出て、まあネットで個人で調べるっていうことの方が多いよね、確かに学校で習うよりかは。
So what if I was able to study certain things on my own? Or what if, like I learn very well from watching documentaries, for example. Because I can, you know, sit on my sofa and eat arufoto and watch a documentary, and I'll learn more in that time than I would have if I was in some class, like.
確かまあ同じことだからね。ドキュメンタリーの方がうまくまとめられてるし。
So there's like a lot of ways to learn shit.
そうだね。マイケルはドキュメンタリー派で。
they say in low income places and developing countries, the genetics aren't actually so much of a factor.
Exactly. だからやっぱこれだと思う。Environment だと思うんだよね。
Well, it depends. So if in Tokyo, for example, the education level and the opportunity level is all pretty high, so genetics play a larger factor, right? But if you are in a low-income area or in a developing nation, then there's a greater disparity in opportunity and the
level
of...
学校行けない子供とかも当たり前のようにいるからね。
Yeah. So, that's one thing to consider too.
Well, that goes without saying, yeah? でも 62% ってすごいね。
Yeah. It's not good when kids get left behind.
そうだね。Like me in math.
Well, look at how it's different in different cultures. Like Japan is really good at math, I think. Japanese people.
らしいね。アジア人は数学うまいって昔からのあれだよね。Stereotype だよね。
So if you're teaching a class with Asians in it and then non-Asians in it, you know, you're going to have like different strengths, right? Like there's definitely a genetic difference between like Asians and like...
Do you think it's genetic though?
Well, the study on these 11,000 twins seems to suggest
so. 人種によって違うのは cultural じゃない。親がもっと厳しいとか。
There's definitely some people that are just smart as shit just from genetics.
なのかな。なんかこの前ね、あの SAT ってあったじゃない。SAT のスコアの世界の平均を見たら、中国系の国がすごいのね。Like mainland China とか Hong Kong、Singapore、そう台湾とか、がもうズバ抜けて。めっちゃスコアいいんだよね。だから I think it's genetics よりディスプリンじゃない？なんかチャイニーズの親ってすごい厳しい、教育に厳しいイメージあるから、周りの友達とか見てると。
Well, it's definitely both, but the genetics that allow people to excel at math may not necessarily be related to intelligence. It could be related to motivation. You know, it could be related to the way that you approach your learning too.
Genetics,
like, yeah. 頭の良さじゃなくて like motivation. That's huge for math. If you're not motivated, if you look at math and you're just like like you like you're not, it doesn't matter how smart you are.
そうだね。Calculator 使って分かってるふりしてるだけだからね、私今。I can't. でも、I don't know. I don't really buy this. Environment の方が影響でかいと思う。
次、A national debate was sparked in India after a philosophy student was arrested and sentenced to life in prison following his refusal to stand up during the national anthem at a government-owned movie theater prior to the screening of the movie. Salman has also been accused of publishing abusive social media posts regarding India's Independence Day in August.
インド南部のケララ州の映画館で上映前に国歌を歌う行事を拒否したとして25歳の哲学の学生が逮捕され終身刑を下されました。この学生の名前はサルマンとだけ記載されていますが、自身の SNS では8月のインドの独立記念日をけなす投稿をしており、政府の反感を買っています。 Life sentence.
Life sentenceShould have stood up during the national anthem.
ね。しかもこれ一回なんだっけ。
It's terrible. This is terrible. What a stupid law. What a stupid law.
一回でもさ、あの釈放されそうになって、なんだっけ、あのベイル、払うから出してくれって言ったけど否定されたって書いてなかったどこに。
Why?
うん。 I don't know, but それだけなんか these people are determined to keep him in.
Those evil fucks. Amnesty International is calling him out on this, and they said the case against Salman M should be dropped and he must be released. Indian laws on sedition and online free speech do not meet international human rights standards on freedom of expression. These laws must be urgently repealed.
そうだそうだ。いやだって国歌歌わないだけでね、終身刑ってやばくない？マイケル君が代歌える
？No。
あれ、Star Spangled Banner は
？No。
終身刑だね。
Why would I learn that？
わかんない。でもそういうことで。
I don't get all that shit。
国歌ね。
But I had to do the everyone has to memorize like the Pledge of Allegiance in school. I don't know. I don't think they still have to. But when I was a kid, and when I went to public school in the United States, everyone had to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and it goes like, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible." With liberty and justice for all.
今噛んだから終身刑だよマイケル。
Fuck, lock me up.
よく覚えてるね。
So you have to say that like every day.
ああでも私も聖書読んでた。
You have to put your right hand on the over the
心臓の上みたいな。
Over your heart.
Right, right.
Yeah, and recite this. And the irony is that in the Pledge of Allegiance, you say indivisible with liberty and justice for all, right? Liberty. But liberty, the definition of liberty is the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views.
じゃあもうその時点でリバティがないってことだよね。
Yeah, like what it's not in line with the statement itself. It doesn't make any sense.
自爆してるね。
It's paradoxical almost. Something similar to this almost happened to me. Not really, but I was on one of the U.S. military bases here in Japan, and I went to the movie theater with some friends. And if you try to watch a movie on one of the bases here in Japan, before the movie starts, they play this like super nationalistic, like pro-military service.
Propaganda
video with like jets flying and like eagles and shit and like guns and like like it was fucking ridiculous, and they're playing the national anthem, and everyone in the movie theater suddenly stood up and put their hands over their hearts.
Were they singing or その like, 手を胸に当てるだけなの?
I think some people were
sang.
But I was like sitting down looking around like holy shit.
They have like, to warn you about this, janai? いきなりびっくりするよね。
Yeah, so my friend was like, "Hey, get up." Like, and like grabbed me, and so I just like stood up, and I didn't put my hand on my chest, but I stood up.
あ、でも怒られなかったでしょ、それで。
But if you don't, it's like a
でも例えば一人で行ってて気づかなかったらちょっと怒られてたかもしれない。
Yeah, I don't know what would happen, but actually at any at like some I forget what time it is, but at some time during the day they like play like the national anthem on the base, and everyone has to stop what they're doing. If you're driving, you have to pull over.
What?
And yeah, you have to like pull over and like face the flag. Like everyone stops what they're doing. No matter what you're doing, you stop and you face the nearest flag and you like put your hand on your chest.
あ、そう、今でもそんな感じなのかな? This is a while ago,
絶対あるよ、絶対変わってないですね。
なんか全然 liberty の意味と違うよね。
Well, it's on the base too. So everyone there is in the military. Not, well, not the kids, but all the parents are in the military. So it's kind of a...
Everyone って何？その service men だけ？それって家族もみんな？なんかイスラム教みたいだね。
You mean like
facing... 1日5回ぐらいメカ向いてさ、
yeah.
やるじゃん。
Yeah, yeah.
ね、パクってんの？
Yeah, they make so much fun of that too. Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of weird.
ね、でもこの少年どうなるかね。I'm glad that at least he got this international attention. And まあそのおかげでなんとかなるかもしれないけどさ、インドの南の方の多分小さい町だろうし、よくここまで脚光を浴びたよね。How did this even get attention? なんかこんなこと、
maybe Amnesty International? I don't know.
珍しい。だってインドなんて人口すごい。
But India is ridiculous if they don't let this guy go.
Like, 確かに。ねえ、これごとき。
This kind of stuff is so dumb. It's kind of like church too. Church kind of does this stuff. You know, churches. They have, like Catholics have something called mass. So if you go to a Catholic school, everyone has to like congregate and sing Christian songs, and they put some ash on your forehead, and you drink some wine, and I don't know. It was like a.
やってたやってた。年に2回ぐらいミサやってたよ。
What do you think of that weird ritual?
その時は、まあ、だるいなと思いつつ、まあ、授業削れるし。
さすが。
あ、でも歌ってたちゃんと。結構最初はなんかこんな、なんか賛美かなんか歌うかバカ野郎って思ったけど、歌うと結構気持ちいいんだよね。別にクリスチャンじゃないけど、
I guess they're nice songs.
Yeah, they are nice songs.
Yeah.
うん。別になんとも思わなかったけど。結構長いんだよねあれ。
Oh my god, I remember it being like, I still remember how long those were. Like just, I remember thinking about how long it was.
It took the whole morning.
Yeah.
For.中学高校が一緒なのかな、で小学が午後とかなんかあったんだけど、いやあれ何時間かかかるんだよね。
Have you seen the movie 1984?
あー、なんか世界が乗っ取られる、宗教かなんかに乗っ取られる。
1984 is that kind of dystopian sci-fi.I mean, it's based on a book by Orwell. But there's a scene where everyone's sitting in this like movie theater type thing, and they're just playing like huge propaganda videos on this huge like screen, right? So when I was in that movie theater on the base and they were playing that video, it just really, and then everyone had to stand up and like put their hand on their chest.
そのワンシーンみたいだね、
it's like the same, it's like exactly that.You know, and then they have, and then there's something in that book 1984 called Newspeak, where they change the meaning of words, right? They like alter words in order to control thought, and around the time I was like on the base, they had this whole like Patriot Act, you know, but that's the same thing.As newspeak.
そうだね、
If you call it, you can't call it the Patriot Act. Because how can people oppose something called the Patriot Act?
まあ言葉の意味変えましたって言ったらちょっとごっちゃになるもんね。You're trying to say one thing, but it starts,
Well, it's just, instead of calling something what it is, you call it something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
まあそういうのネットが普及してるからちょっと減ってくといいんだけどね。うん、
I think the internet's really the key to all this stuff.
It does get confusing though. なんか情報がありすぎてどれが本当なのかわからないし。
うん。
うん。あ、特に最近思ったのが日本語の記事ってやっぱ少ない、限られてるじゃない？
うん。
うん。
Absolutely.
だよね。
Absolutely.
誰か書いてくれないかな、もっと。
I mean, I was talking about this recently, but any of the news, and there was just another article like yesterday, but any of the news regarding the use of drugs that are illegal here for like pharmaceutical reasons, like all the researchers now are saying that psilocybin and LSD both need to be like made legal medicine, because they're all the research has suggested that it's extremely effective for fighting depression and drug addiction and some of these problems that none of the pharmaceutical drugs have been effective for. It's really, and that's just one topic that the Japanese media will not touch ever.
うん、あんま情報出回ってないよね。
で、
違法だって言われたらもうその情報しかないわけじゃん。英語だったらさ、まあアメリカの何メディアじゃなくても他の English speaking media の情報がいろんな角度から接種あの、ね、取り入れられるけど、日本語は日本語でしか書かれてないからやっぱ限られてくるんだよね。で、一回違法って言われたら、あ、これは違法だからいけない、ちゃんちゃん、 and no one writes about it、 so、そこで止まっちゃうんだよね。
Yeah. And it's like that for news regarding TEPCO.
あ、そうな。あと
news regarding
TEPCO、 あと捕鯨とかも特にそう、捕鯨問題なんか日本で、うわ、シーシェパードのクソ野郎で終了じゃん。There's more to that、TEPCO も特にそうだし、
even some foreign policy stuff and even the coverage on this neo-Nazi thing and the coverage on the Hong Kong protests. I mean, it goes on forever. You know, the what's really what tends to be covered in the Japanese media. Like it's not even close to the full
でも結構取り上げられてるんじゃない？
But the way that they report it is so biased. And it's not even, if you look at what the rest of the world, how they portray the Hong Kong protests and the way that the Japanese media portrays the Hong Kong protests, it's completely different. Completely different.
How does the Japanese media show it? I haven't really.
Well, the Japanese media is kind of like, well, these people are protesting, hopefully it doesn't get out of control, you know, like it's talking, it's not,
ちょっと表面化だけど、 just on the surface のこういうことが、
they don't discuss the significance of it at all or what it means for democracy really or get into any of that stuff, but the rest of the world really rallied behind the people of Hong Kong and it was a huge like global like internet phenomenon where everyone got together and really supported these people. But I didn't really feel any of that in Japan.
日本はそうだね、中国とちょっと敵対心あるからあんまピックアップしないんじゃないかな。
Yeah,
でもそう、like things
the way,
like that.
The way,
そういうこと。
Yeah, the way they deal with anything that has to do with Korea or Taiwan or China.
Oh no, Taiwan とはね、グリグリなんじゃない。But anyways, yeah, でも別にさ、日本の視聴者がいけないんじゃなくて、メディアがそういう風にしか描かないし。その視聴者もやっぱ日本語以外わからないからしょうがないじゃんね、入ってくる情報が限られてるんだから。そう、もうちょっと、まあもうちょっとメディアもオープンにやってほしいっつっても、 I think the Japanese media is pretty ちょっと古臭いやり方。
Well, it's not just how they do it.
Gatekeepers have so much power.
Yeah, if you look at foreign media, it's like American media, it's just completely running free at this point. if you look at like on like news on YouTube, is like there are YouTube channels that are bigger than some of the mainstream news networks in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Totally liberated.
So right?
And everything that's reported is checked by Russia Today, is checked by, you know, British media and other media. Like, they check each other, you know. So if you're introducing some sort of a pro-American slant or bias in your American media, you're going to get called out on that by other media, right? But Japanese media is kind of insulated from that. By the language barrier.
They don't
get checked.
Japanese-based foreign media,
they try to. But it's not.
Media とかあるじゃん。でもそれなんかあんま日本人に浸透し、なんか they don't、結局は読めないからそういう記事も。結局はなんか他の意見もあんま聞かないまま。いきなり言われても何それみたいになるし、
yeah.
いや違う、私はこうやって報じられてるからこうなんだよみたいな、外国人が何言ってるのってなっちゃうじゃない。
Sometimes I feel like it's not that different from China, and China's media probably has the worst reputation, right?
Right now, yeah, you can see that they're shutting down.
Yeah.
they
have like the super blatant censorship that's just like reckless.
だってもともとから結構ツイッターも使えないんだっけ、中国って。あれ
Really?
Google が使えない。なんか違うんだよね、全然インターネットのシステムが。あ、そう、ツイッターがなくて They have Weibo or something じゃなかったっけ。
I thought they had Twitter.They have Twitter in Hong Kong, for sure. I don't know about mainland China.
Mainland は違うんじゃない、また。I don't know, but でもこの前のデモでさ、ネット、国中のネット遮断するってすごくない？
Well, we've seen social media become a tool for revolutions over and over again. We saw it like Egypt and some other places as well. And a lot of those...pretty much all of them wouldn't be possible without social media, right? Like, how would you do it in the old days, like before cell phones, for example? Like, organize, like...
今のようにスムーズにはできないと思うよ。
And I think from here on out, countries, the people that are protesting in countries are going to make a greater effort to...draw attention from other countries, get other countries to pressure their country, right? That's kind of what we saw with Hong Kong, that they were able to get a lot of pressure from the international community. I mean, nothing's happened yet, but that's, I think that's kind of the next step.
外からのプレッシャーね。
Yeah.
戦争ではなく、まあ、プレッシャーみたいな。
Yeah.
Make the opponent look like a total asshole.
Yeah. People share GIFs of the pepper spray guy.
おばちゃん。そうだね。だからこのインド人の男の子もそれで救われるといいけどね。本当なんかこんなでかい記事、どこだっけ？どこ？ ABC News、ハフィントン。まあ忘れたけど、でかいメディアに取り上げられて本当に良かったと思う。絶対こういうことって日常的に起きてるわけじゃん。もっとこうやってね、情報が行き回って innocent people 救われるといいけど。
Well, and this is really important because I mean, some people will say, well, it's just one guy, like who gives a shit. But this oftentimes, these national laws hinge on individual cases like this, you know?
そうだね。
So if you get one case, so if this goes to court or however they're going to do it, it goes to court and this guy, Salman M, is found not guilty of this, then that applies to everyone, you know, from then on. So that's why individual cases like this are often more important than they seem.
そうだね。それでまあ彼で失敗しても、まあこういうことが、こういうケースが増えることによって、まあ、riot が起きたりなんなり。とりあえずこういう individual cases をピックアップするのが大事だね。
I mean, what a ridiculous punishment in the first place.
Life, 終身刑。
Life in prison?
Dude, 25歳だよ。私より年下でもかわいそう。
I was reading something about the people that are in...that have been incarcerated in the United States、mm-hmm. and like the vast majority of them are in there for non-violent drug crimes.
Ah, ちょっとマリファナ持ってましたみたいな。
Yeah, that sort of thing、mm-hmm. But it's weird because people are in there like for a life sentence for marijuana and then they're legalizing marijuana all over the country.
そうだよね。 そしたらどうなんの?
And all of the research has suggested that it's not harmful and it's validIt has medicinal value. So there are all these people that are in prison right now.
Are they going to stay in prison?
They're still in there. So all these people are in prison for years, some of them for life, for something that the government has essentially, you know, everyone has kind of agreed that the government was wrong to do that. But they're still in there.
でも抗議したら出てこれそうじゃない?もう合法化されたんだから。よーみたいな。It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make... You know what the weirdest thing is? President Barack Obama smoked more marijuana than probably any of those people.
any of he, what people?
those people that are in prison right now.
No, because he lived in Hawaii?
No. He talks about it in his own book.
あ、そうなんだ。
Yeah, it's a well-known fact that Obama was smoking marijuana.
That's so messed up.
Yeah, and he's like the most well-spoken president we've had. So what does Obama need rehabilitation? He's the fucking president. Isn't that successful enough? You know, like,
間違いないね。
So this is...
なんかそうやって公言しといて。
So it's like
know, a... There should be something done about that.
Yeah.And it's really weird because it's also illegal on a federal level in the United States, but it's been legalized at a state level.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the state following the state laws, but then federally it's illegal. So you have like the federal drug enforcement agencies, DEA, will come and arrest people that are actually following state laws because there's a contradiction there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess.That's why it's in the news all the time because people are so upset about how poorly this has been handled.
今何週ぐらいだっけ?マリファナ合法的に吸えるの。
まあ、半分ぐらい decriminalized.
半分ぐらい行ったんだね。
半分ぐらい decriminalized and
結構早かったね。
Like a fourth of those are actually legalized. So decriminalization and legalization is different.
Okay.
Also, medicinal use permits are like another issue too.
アメリカってそれが難しいよね。州によって全然法律が違ったりするから。
Yeah, it's really weird how they do that.
Case by case. No.
But it's important that they have that because without the state level legislation, it's very hard to have any change, right?
Because, まあちょっとずつ。
Because if you have an issue within a state and people can vote within a state, voting can actually work at the state level.Voting doesn't do shit on a federal level. It just doesn't.
そうね。
It doesn't do anything. But on a state level, I mean, you can actually influence fairly specific issues. And that's how we see change happen in the United States on a wide range of things, from like gay marriage to whatever else, on a state level, right? So it's weird.
まあ、
but at least things can change.
日本に住んでるから慣れないけど、まあそうだよね。アメリカに住んでて、例えば私に彼女ができて結婚したいってなったら、その同性結婚を認めてる州に引っ越せばいいわけだからね。簡単に言えば。
Do you know how that's going in Japan? That
日本は全くイシューになってない。
They don't really even bring it up.
They don't. っていう記事をこの前読んだばっかりなんだよね。そう、同性結婚とか全く なんか先進国の割にはちょっと遅れてるみたいな、
うん、
It's strange cause なんか何ゲイの人とかオカマの人とか最近テレビでも普通に見るけどさ、It's not really an issue.
It's just a novelty for people.
Yeah, なんかちょっとあ面白いで終わっちゃうじゃん。オカマって、
うん、笑って
終わり。そう頭良くてなんか面白いこと言ってで終了。It's not a serious issue. でなんかまあ一般人がそう思うのいいけどさ、実際に同性愛者の人はどう思ってるんだろう。Mm. Do they actually want to change anything in Japan or?
I'm sure they do.
I don't hear anything like that.なんかそういう運動、まあ、あんのかね。私は耳にしたことがない。
But there are like tax reasons and stuff why you'd want to do that, right? Marriage.
Ah, はいはいはい。Right? うん。
And for people to be excluded from that just because of their sexual preference is、うん、weird, right? And marriage is made up anyways.、
うん、
you know. So it's not a big deal if we change the definition so that it's fair for more people.、
うん、
We talk about how, you know, the sanctity of marriage and how marriage is like a sacred thing and all this shit, but then everyone just gets divorced. it's nonsense.
結婚したいならすればいいじゃん。でもなんか日本人って結構耐えたり隠したりする文化が多いと思う。For gay people. So, なんだろう。
Are you thinking about marriage at all?
Me? Amy,
yeah.
結婚?
Yeah.
考えてないよ。いつかしたいけど今まだ違うな。
Huh.
うん。まあ、ゲイマリッジにはならないと思うから。I think I'm good.
残念。
なんで残念なの?
No, that's the thing with guys.
Ah, lesbian, yeah. ちょっと。
Guys, yeah, lesbians are like, suit, you know, that's hot. Right? That's...
そんな変なポルノの見すぎだよ。
あ、見てないよ、そんな。
またまた。
そんなに。
あんまり、今日は見てないって。
Not yet.
Not yet. I see, I see.
Soon.
うわ、反応困るわ。
ジョーク、ジョーク。
はい、アメリカンジョークでした。
すいません。以上かな。
Yep.
昨日、マミと久しぶりに会いましたよ。
あ、エミに話してんの。ボケっとしちゃってた。
いや、you everyone みんなに。
あ、皆様、うん、聞いてください、うん
来週の木曜日に戻ると思います。
お。
でも、週1回に変えるかもしれない。決めてないけど。
What?
うん、とりあえずこれからも適当で、適当にやるんで、よろしくお願いします、あとファンの皆さん、太田さん、田中さん、ゲストで来てくれた人たち、応援してくれてありがとうございます。 Love all you guys and Emmy 今日来てくれてありがとう。
こちらこそありがとうございます。
近いうちにまた来てください。
うん、いつでも来ちゃうよ。
はい、以上です。
バイ
バイ。